Okay, we're working now, so tell me your name.
My name is Douglas A. Nicholson.
And if you'll spell it?
Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, initial A, Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N.
Okay, and what have you brought us today?
I have brought some records and pictures concerning the Hiawassee Academy and the house known as Kitty Barone Memorial Hall, and how it came into the possession of my dad, Homer Nicholson.
Okay, so what's this first piece right here, this diploma? What can you tell us about it?
That is my dad's graduating diploma from Hiawassee Academy in 1930, which was the last year that Hiawassee High School was a private school.
Okay.
At that time, in that era, the school became the property of Towns County.
What caused the school to close?
The school closed because one of the executives of the Georgia Baptist Convention absconded with a bunch of their money.
Okay.
Basically broke the convention. And one of the first places they started cutting back was in education. They closed some of the schools that they were supporting. Hiawassee High School being one of them.
One of them. What can you tell me about
this? That's a picture of what the school looked like sometime in the early 1900s, before it was remodeled.
And what about this one?
And that is a picture of the school after the remodeling. It's basically the same building, the tower and the front portion of this older building were torn off, and the columns were added, and the portico. And the building was brick veneer. I can remember being in from the third, the sixth, and the seventh grade in that older building, or in the newer building. But the old auditorium, stage, and everything of the old building was still in that building.
About what year were they built? Do you remember? Or the original? You don't?
I don't know.
Where was it located?
It was located up now where part of the Union County Hospital Rehab Center is.
Okay.
Up the hill from the bank.
Around.
It used to be Bank of Hiawassee, but it's
above the Bank of South State Bank.
South State Bank now.
Okay.
That property came all the way to Main Street.
Okay. And what can you tell us about this picture of the house?
The house became known as Kitty Barone Memorial Hall. It at one time was donated, I believe, from the builder, Mr. J. Miles Barone, to the Hiawassee High School to be used as a girls' dormitory. Mr. Barone built the house. His first wife, Miss Kitty McConnell Barone, passed away. And after she passed away, Mr. Barone either basically gave the house, sold it maybe for a dollar, to the academy to be used as a girls' dormitory. And he built what we know today as the Barone Oakley House that the Historical Society is currently restoring.
Okay. Where was this house roughly located?
This house was located on what is now 155 Barone Street.
Okay.
Well, it's between 130 and 155 Barone Street. In downtown Hiawassee.
Downtown Hiawassee. Do you know who the contractor was for that house?
The house, I think, was built by Bart Lockaby.
And what can you tell us about this picture?
This picture is a picture of my third grade class, which was taken on the steps of the Academy Hiawassee building after it was refurbished and bricked. As you can see, it was quite old. Some of the windows were missing. But I was in the third grade. I'm the only boy on the front row in that picture. And this was taken about 1946. There was 42 or 3 children in that class. One of the class members being the father of our current county commissioner, Clifford Bradshaw. But we were the class that wound up graduating the first class from the 12th grade in Towns County High School in 1955.
So that was the year that they added the 12th grade
That's
class?
The year they added the 12th grade to the state school system.
So what was that like, having to go an extra year?
Well, we didn't quite appreciate having to stay an extra year, but as it turned out, it worked out for the better. We had 2 years to make up money to have a good senior class trip. And we had planned to go to New York and Washington. Some of the kids kind of chickened out, decided they didn't want to go to New York, to the big city. So we wound up getting to spend the whole week in Washington, D.C., see all the sites from the Capitol to the Library of Congress to Smithsonian to the whole works.
Okay. So what do we have next?
Okay, getting back to how the Kitty Barong Memorial Hall became private property, I don't know how it wound up in the hands of the Bank of Hiawassee.
Mm-hmm.
But if gentlemen, by the name of W.J. Hogan, wound up with the property. And I don't know if this is a copy of the security deed or not. I know this is right here. Yes. What's the date on that? 25th of September.
I can't see the date from the computer. 25th of September in the year of our Lord.
28. Well, he apparently borrowed this. This is a deed to secure debt right here in 1926.
No, I haven't done it yet.
Borrowed the money from the Bank of Hiawassee.
Okay, let's flip it over.
Okay. But Mr. Hogan was from Lakeland, Florida. So you may not realize it, but Floridians been coming here a lot longer than you think.
Earlier you was talking about one of them houses, and you didn't say it the second time. Was it the academy? No, it was the house.
Yeah.
That his new wife didn't want to live in when he sold it.
Yeah.
That was the Kitty.
That was the Kitty Barong Memorial Hall. Yeah.
So what was the big deal with the actual academy? What was that big pile on the front? Was that just the way somebody designed that thing?
Don't know.
And then they took it all and put it in big old column. I just didn't figure he'd focus on it very well with it being a different elevation like that.
Next.
Apparently, Mr. M.A. Hogan of Lakeland, Florida, was not able to make the payments on his note for the Kitty Barong Memorial Hall building. Here's a letter that Mr. W.O. Sparks, who was cashier of the Bank of Hiawassee, wrote to Mr. Hogan concerning his non-payment Mr. Sparks had been paying the taxes and the insurance for Mr. Hogan. And apparently Mr. Hogan failed to send enough money to Mr. Sparks to make those payments. So he wrote him a letter, Mr. Sparks wrote to Mr. Hogan, telling him he needed the money to make those payments, and apparently he didn't get it.
There we go. Okay. What's next?
This is the deed or the paperwork showing the default of Mr. Hogan and the property falling into the hands of the Bank of Hiawassee. You can look at it and see what kind of sequence you want.
We'll do is we'll just start from the beginning.
Well, you could. That's where we sold it.
Yeah.
Okay. After the bank became owners of the Kitty Barone Memorial Hall property, a lady named Annie Perkins bought the property from the Bank of Hiawassee. And I don't know. Look at these and see how, what kind of a sequence we need on there.
Let's see, that's August 7, September 43.
27, this is probably where she bought it.
These are the same exact, well, technically that one's at 2 o'clock, this one's at 3 o'clock on the same day.
I was looking for something else here and got distracted.
So we'll start with. Is there anything else about these deeds of Miss Annie Perkins that you wanted to share?
The only thing about, I do have some receipts from Ms. Perkins, where she paid water bills to Mr. Carl Hedden, who owned an interest in the Hiawassee water system.
Okay. Give me just a second. I've got one more deed after this today. So what was the Hiawassee water system?
It was a private system, and I don't know how far it extended in the city. But Mr. Carl Hedden and Mr. J.V., who was better known as Jewel Twiggs, had interest in it, and I don't know who else had interest in it. But one of those receipts was paid to Mr. Carl Hedden. The next one, I believe, was paid to Mr. Twiggs. And I take it that that was probably a year's payment, $22.50 or something like that.
All right.
Were these found in the house when your parents bought it, or these receipts?
They were with the deeds and all of that.
All that.
My dad got when he bought that property. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay,
we're just about there.
So interesting.
That date folded up on that one.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Did you get it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
So Miss Perkins owned the property, and my family moved from the community of Woods Grove to Hiawassee in 1942 when my dad went to work for the post office in Hiawassee. Homer Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
And we rented the house across the street from this property for about a year. In 1943, Homer Nicholson bought the property where the Kidderbrone Memorial Hall sat from Miss Perkins. And I don't have any idea how much he paid her for it. But I don't have a real good picture of Homer Nicholson, but that's about probably what he looked like about that time.
Let's see if we... There we go.
And so that was your dad?
That's my dad.
Okay.
John Homer Nicholson.
Okay.
And the end of the story, that property is still in the hands of mainly my brother, Charles W. Nicholson, now. We inherited it from our dad, Homer Nicholson. And then I basically sold my part of the property to my brother, Charles, in order for me to be able to build a house on some property that I own next door to it, which would be a whole nother story on property that belonged to Sumner Barone.
The brother of?
The brother of J. Miles Barone.
All right. Perfect. Is there anything else?
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Well, that's enough time.